Hey friends, it's Summer and welcome to the Noonday Prayer Podcast. It is my joy to create a small space in your day where you can take a deep breath, listen for God's voice, and realign your heart as we pray together in community using the Book of Common Prayer. If you are new to liturgical prayer and the Book of Common Prayer, I have some additional information about our Noonday Prayer framework on my blog at summer-green.com. Today we'll be reading a beautiful psalm written by the sons of Korah. Again, this was written for the choir master as a song. Psalms 84. Wow, it is packed full of wonderful verses, so we're just going to unpack a few. Verse 10 says, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere." Friends, anytime we still ourselves and seek the Lord, we are literally walking into his courts. The very presence of our God. Amazing, right? And we're not only invited in, but we're invited in as his children who are given a private audience with their daddy. So let's not just stand at the door then. Let's get started. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the sparrow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please join me for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayer and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts to direct and rule us according to your will, to comfort us in all our afflictions, to defend us from all error, and to lead us into all truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now offer intercessions together in silence. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 84, 5, and 7 are comforting verses from our reading today. I'm going to read them again to you from a different translation, actually from a few different translations. This will give us a chance to really listen with an open heart. I hope that as you listen, you are also able to close your eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through God's word. The ESV version says for Psalms 84, 5, and 7, blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. The Hebrew New English Translation says, how blessed are those who find their strength in you and long to travel the roads that lead to your temple. They are sustained as they travel along. Each one appears before God in Zion. Lastly, the New Living Translation says, what joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Friends, as we turn our faces towards God, and we place our feet on His path, we will find that He provides all of the strength that we need to do His will. He promises that as we walk the walk with Him, we will grow stronger and stronger. Isn't that good news for us tired folks? Oh man, it's good news for me today. It's good news that we don't have to do it all ourselves. Good news that our strength doesn't have to come from our striving. And great news that God walks with us, sustaining us with His own never-ending strength and joy. Thank you again for joining me today for our noonday prayer time. Our benediction is from Acts 20:32. And now I commend you to the care of God and to the message of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you the blessings God has for all His people. Love to you, friends. Have a great day in the Lord.